The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Lifting up his eyes to heaven, Jesus prayed, saying, Holy Father, keep them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one just as we are one. When I was with them, I protected them in your name that you gave me, and I guarded them, and none of them was lost, except the son of destruction, in order that the scripture might be fulfilled. But now I am coming to you. I speak this in the world so that they may share my joy completely. I gave them your word, and the world hated them, because they do not belong to the world any more than I belong to the world. I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. They do not belong to the world any more than I belong to the world. Consecrate them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, so I send them into the world, and I consecrate myself for them, so that they also may be consecrated in truth. The Gospel of the Lord. Our Lord says to his Father in prayer, that they may be one as we are one. So he does not say that they may be one in us, but that they may be one as we are one. How are our Lord and his Father one? They're one in being, they share the one same nature, and they have one same will. We see this even when our Lord takes flesh. He says, I came not to do my own will, but the will of the one who sent me. So he's praying that his apostles might share one same nature and one same will. Well, you'd say, well, gosh, they already share the same nature, right? That they're all human beings. What is our Lord referring to? They have been reborn. They have been regenerated. They share a new nature, a participation in the very nature of God. And so our Lord's saying, Father, keep them in grace. Do not allow them to fall out of your grace. Because what happens when a person falls in a serious way? They're separated from the church. A division enters in. There is a rupture. And you see this all the time. When someone falls, if they don't get to confession quickly, they are no longer filled with the light of Christ. They're in darkness, and it's hard to recognize the truth. And if they persist in that way, the division grows. Father, keep them in this nature that you have shared with them, your nature. And St. Augustine says this, as the Father and Son are one in equality of substance, they are also one in will. And so our Lord prays that his apostles may not only be of one union in nature, but the union of love also, agreeing most entirely in the same mind and melted into one spirit by the fire of love. My brothers and sisters, when a faithful Catholic meets another faithful Catholic, what do they experience? When they love the Church and embrace her teachings in fullness and meet another person who also shares that same heart, there is the most profound union that they share. They might be totally different in 100 other ways, but they share that which is most important. Our Lord says, may they share that one will, that love for the truth. And what happens when someone parts from the truth? I close with this. If we share one nature and one will, there's only one other way that the evil one attacks, and it is to point out the flaws in our brothers and sisters. Augustine says, try to acquire the virtues you believe lacking in your brothers. Then you will no longer see their defects, for you will no longer have them yourselves. Once again, try to acquire the virtues you believe lacking in your brothers. Then you will no longer see their defects, for you will no longer have them yourselves.